time we have before prayer, I'm going to use the topic, how to pray for your children, as a topic for mutual encouragement.
昨天我跟我太太去参加了我小儿子的大学毕业典礼。
Yesterday, my wife and I attended my youngest son's graduation ceremony.
花了好几个小时，就是为了听到最后在叫名字的时候叫到我儿子的名字。
We spent a lot of time there just for that one moment they would call his name.
为了被喊那个名字，他也花了四年的时间在大学里头。
And for him to be called that one time, he spent 4 years in college.
那对父母亲来讲，小孩子念大学的那四年，当然是经济上付出相当沉重的四年。
And for the child to be able to go to college for 4 years, it required a great financial effort and for the parents.
如果他们又不是住在家里，那这四年也是对为他们总是那种特别的莫名其妙的那种忧虑那种着急。
And if the child did not live at home during his time in college, then there's added a feeling of loneliness and worry and anxiety.
毕业典礼结束了，毕业生从一个地方出去，家长从另外一个地方出去。
And when the graduation ceremony ended, the students went one way and the parents left another way.
然后就是父母亲要找自己的儿女，儿女要找父母亲。
And then the parents would have to go and locate their child, and the students would have to go find their parents.
真的是在茫茫人海中来找自己的儿女，找父母亲。
Indeed, it was in a sea of people, of throngs and crowds that we had to find each other.
到处都是看到拿着手机，你在哪里？你在哪里
？And everywhere you could see parents calling their children, "Where are you? Where are you?"
在我的家里，我的这个老二是全家长得最高的。
And in my family, my youngest son is the tallest in our family.
比起我来，他真的很高。但是在茫茫的人海里头，他又算得了什么
？Especially compared to me, he is tall. But in the throng, in the crowd, what is that?
当相遇的时候，他把我们两个搂在一起。
And when we finally met each other, we found each other. We hugged each other.
才记得不久前是我们搂着他，现在是。他张开双手搂着我们两个。
It wasn't too long ago when it was us as the parents that would embrace him, but this time it was him using his two arms to embrace us.
突然之间也觉得说跟他好像那么熟悉，又好像那么陌生。
And suddenly I felt that even though we felt so familiar at the same time, we also felt very, very like strangers.
在那一刹那当中，也真不晓得该跟他讲什么。
And in that moment, I didn't know what to say.
其实这个也是人成长的过程一定会有的现象。
Actually, this is something that we will go through in our lives.
那一种父母儿女的那一种亲情永远的存在。但是呢，又有很多的层面好像是越来越生疏。越来越不熟悉，不认识。
Because in our journeys, parents and children will have even more and more intimate relationships, but at the same time, we will also grow further and further distant.
但是我们一个基督徒，无论如何我们都可以继续不断的用我们最大的帮助就是为我们的儿女来祷告。
But as Christians, what we can do for our children is to use our greatest powers to pray for them.
所以我刚才问大家，今天早上我们为儿女祷告了没有
？So just now I asked you, this morning, have you prayed for your children?
你为儿女祷告些什么
？And what did you pray for them?
我们请来看《撒母耳记上》第二章。
Let's all turn to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 2.
撒母耳记上二章二十一节。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 21。
最后一句话说，那个孩子撒母耳在神的面前渐渐长大。
It says, meanwhile the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
这是我们做父母亲的一直要努力的地方。
This is what we as parents strive for.
让我们的孩子是在神的面前渐渐来长大。
That our children can grow before the Lord.
这就是为什么我们总是鼓励带领我们的孩子到教会，到神的面前。
That is why we continue to encourage them and to push them to go to church and to come before the Lord.
我们再请看二十六节。
Let's also look at verse 26.
孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，神以人耶和华喜爱他。
And the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men.
我们努力就是要达到某一个目标。
When we put in our best efforts, we are trying to achieve a goal.
我们在孩子身上努力，那我们所要达到的目标是什么？
And when we put our efforts towards our children, what is our end goal?
那 这里告诉我们的就是一个我们要去达到的目标，就是让我们的孩子在神跟人面前，神跟人都耶和华喜爱他。
This verse gives us a clear goal for us, for our children to be in favor with both the Lord and with men.
哈拿这个妈妈能够达到这个目标。
Hannah, as a mother, was able to achieve this goal.
今天我们也一样可以达到这一个目标。
And today, we too can achieve this goal.
Hannah 是一个祷告的母亲，所以我们也要成为一个祷告的父母亲。
Because Hannah was a mother of prayer, we too should be parents of prayer.
那底下我要提到很多的项目，做我们的参考，这是我们为儿女祷告的方向。
And I'm going to give you a number of examples of what we can pray for them.
第一个我们请看传道书十二章。
First, let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书十二章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节，趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你说我毫无喜乐的那些年日，未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
这是传道书的结论之一。
This was one of the conclusions of the book of Ecclesiastes.
认识神，敬拜神，要越早越好。
The earlier and sooner you can understand and know your Creator, the better.
所以我们为我们的儿女祷告，让他们从年幼就能够认识主耶稣，接受主耶稣为他们的救主。
So we hope that they will know Christ as their Savior early in life.
是的，他们总是跟着我们来到教会。
Yes, they come with us physically to church.
但是他们真的认识主耶稣吗？
But do they really know God?
他们真的有在顺服神的教训吗？
Are they really obeying His commands?
这个是我们常常要为他们祷告的。
This is something we should often pray for them about.
不是来到教会，就是等于他相信主耶稣。他遵守神的教训。
Because coming to church alone does not equate to believing in Jesus Christ and obeying His commands.
昨天我为我的孩子很高兴，但是昨天已经过去了。
Yesterday I was very joyful for my child, but yesterday is already gone.
世界上很多的事情就是这样子，它会成为过去。
Many things in life are like this; they will become past memories.
面对这样的一个事实，很多的事情就失去了它的价值跟意义。
And in the face of this reality, many things lose their value and meaning.
我们要让我们生活的一切成为有价值、有意义，那有一个很重要的关键。
But in order for our entire lives to be meaningful and to have value, there is one important element.
相信神，有信仰，我们的一切才会有意义、有价值。
To believe in Christ and to have faith, then the entirety of our lives has meaning.
所以我们要常常为我们儿女的信仰来做祷告。
So we often have to pray for our children's faith.
第二个，请看诗篇九十七篇。
Let's also look at Psalm 97.
诗篇九十七篇。
Psalm 97.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节，你们爱主的都当恨恶罪恶。他保护圣民的性命，搭救他们脱离恶人的手。
You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the soul of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked.
我们要为我们的儿女祷告，使他们会恨恶罪恶。
We have to pray for our children so they will hate sin.
这是一个充满着很多邪恶、罪恶的一个时代。
Because this time is full of evil.
很多的人是喜爱罪恶。
Many people love evil.
我们知道怎样的道路会带来怎样的结果。
And do we know what path will lead to which consequence?
罪恶的道路就是带来伤害、毁灭。
Because the path of wickedness brings hurt and pain and destruction.
人性的弱点明明知道是会毁坏的，但是却偏偏的去喜爱。
And humans' weakness is that even though they know that the end of that path, but they still like it.
所以我们要为我们的儿女祷告，求神帮助，让他们恨恶罪恶。
So we have to pray for our children so that they can learn to hate sin.
那当然，在生活当中，我们不要纵容放任我们的小孩 indulge.
And in our lives, we should try to avoid indulging our children.
不对的，我们做父母的是要去纠正，要去带领他们。
And when they are doing something wrong, we should be able to correct them and rebuke them.
那很多的时候，我们的儿女并不在我们的视线范围里头，并不在我们能够够得到的地方。
But the problem is, many times our children are not within our line of sight.
所以我们第三个祷告求主耶稣让他们有过患的时候要受苦。
So the third prayer is that when they caught, they will feel guilty.
甚至要受苦。
And they will even be afflicted.
父母亲宁愿自己痛，不希望孩子痛。
Parents have the heart that they would rather suffer themselves than have their children be hurt.
甚至孩子生病的时候，恨不得能够替孩子生病。
And when their children are sick, they desire with all their heart that they would be sick instead.
但是我们要求主耶稣，让他们真的有犯错的时候，要让他们受苦。
But we pray that when they have been wrong, that they will suffer for it.
请看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇67节。
Psalm 119:71.
67节。
Psalm 119:67.
我未受苦以前走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。
Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word.
没有受苦，人容易往不对的道路去奔跑。
Without suffering, we will often run towards the path of wickedness.
71节。
Verse 71.
我受苦是以我有益的。为要使我学习你的律例。
It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes.
从受苦当中也会帮助我们的孩子来认识神的教训的宝贵。
And that suffering will also allow the children to understand the importance and value of the statutes.
虽然我们尽量不让他们受苦，但是当他们犯错的时候，求神让他们受苦。
Even though we don't wish for them to be suffering, but when they do wrong, we should hope that they will be afflicted and learn.
我们都希望我们能够尽所有的力量来保护我们的孩子。
And we all wish to protect our children with our hearts.
但是我们再怎么努力，我们知道我们是很有限。
But no matter how hard we try, we know we're limited.
所以第四个，在我们祷告当中，我们求主保守他们。在生活的每一个层面都不受到恶者的侵犯。
So we pray that they will be protected from the evil one in every area of their lives.
请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to the book of John 17.
约翰福音十七章第五节。
John chapter 17 verse 5.
十七章的十五节。
John chapter 17 verse 15.
十五节，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离恶者。
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
这是主耶稣的祷告，这也可以是我们父母亲的祷告。
This is Jesus Christ's prayer, and it can also be our prayer as parents.
我们不可能要求我们的孩子不离开家，到比较远的地方去求学。
We cannot.Possibly ask our children not to leave home and to also study in college.
啊，我们也不可能阻挡我们孩子的理想，啊，而让他不离开家庭。
And we cannot obstruct our children's dreams and prevent them from leaving home.
啊，我们很多的时候，我们必须要放手。
Many times we have to let go.
但是我们又爱他们。
And yet we love them.
我们又知道这个社会充满着很多的险恶。
And we know that there is a lot of wrong and evil in the world.
啊，那我们像主耶稣这样子，能够求天父保守他们脱离恶者。
And so, like Jesus Christ did here, we ask the Father to protect them from the evil one.
啊，求主耶稣保守他们的身体。
To protect their bodies.
求主耶稣保守他们的感情。
And to protect their feelings.
求主耶稣保守他们属灵的生命。
And to protect their spiritual lives.
第五个，我们求神帮助我们的孩子，让他们在人生的每一个层面都能够有一个尽责任的好的态度。
And we also ask, fifthly, that they would have a responsible attitude in all of their interpersonal relationships.
包括着人与人之间的关系，总是要有一个好的态度，而且负责任。
So when they are interacting with other people, they will have good relationships and they will be responsible.
请看但以理书第六章。
Let's look at the book of Daniel, chapter 6.
但以理书第六章第四节。
Daniel, chapter 6, verse 4.
第四节，那时总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄，要参他，只是找不着他的错误过失，因为他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。
So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault in him.
这里说到但以理这一个人，他待人处事几乎没有错误，没有过失。
Here it shows that they could find no charge or fault in him because he was faithful in what he did.
我们希望我们的孩子在神的带领帮助之下，也成为这样一个负有责任。没有过失的一个人。
So we also pray that God will guide and protect our children so they will be like Daniel without fault and responsible in all they do.
啊，让他们对周遭的帮助他们的人总是存着一个感谢的心。
And so that towards the people that are around them in their environment, they will be grateful.
哦，让他们对本身应该做的事情总是能够很忠心的去做。
And so that they will do all things faithfully with diligence.
啊，求神帮助他们。对所用的物质，他们总是能够很爱惜。
And that they will protect and treat precious all the material things they receive. 啊，
再来第六个，我们要常常为儿女祷告，求神帮助他们能够尊重人与人之间的这种秩序，也就是要守法。
Number six, we pray that our children will respect.Those who are in positions of authority and that they will obey the law.
我们基督徒是天上的国民。
Christians are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
啊，我们带着血肉之体，我们也是很真实的，在这个社会上的一份子。
But as people with physical bodies, we are also a member of society on earth.
哦，天上的国民的这个身份，不等于说我们不需要守国家的社会上的法规。
Our status as citizens of heaven does not negate the need for us to follow the rules and laws of earth.
所以我们自己要成为一个守法的人，我们也要为我们孩子祷告，让他们也成为守法的人。
So we too have to be abiders of the law, and we should hope that our children do the same.
朋友对我们的孩子影响是很大的。朋友。
The influence of friends is great on our children.
所以我们求神帮助，让我们的孩子能够乐于去结交有益的朋友，而不去跟随那种会给自己带来损害的朋友。
So we also pray that they will desire the right kinds of friends and be protected from badly influential friends.
请看箴言第一章。
Let's look at the book of Proverbs, chapter 1.
箴言第一章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 10。
第十节，我儿，恶人若引诱你，不可随从。
My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent.
十五节， 我儿不要与他们同行一道，禁止你脚走他们的路。
My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path.
啊，结交到不对的朋友，就会受很负面的影响。
When you have very negative friends with negative influence, you are negatively influenced.
哦，有一些人会影响我们孩子的一生。
Some people will affect our children for all of their lives.
哦，其中的一种人就是朋友。
One such kind of people is their friends.
哦，所以我们要常常为了他们所结交的朋友来为他们祷告。
So we should often pray for the kind of friends they have.
那影响一个人，大大影响一个人一生的另外就是他们的配偶。
And the other kind of people that will affect them all their lives is their spouse.
所以我们的孩子渐渐在成长，我们要为他们的婚姻来做祷告。
So as our children grow up, we should also pray for their marriage.
求神能够保守带领他们来遇见对的伴侣。
So that they can be protected and they can meet the right person.
求神帮助我们的儿女能够保守婚前的圣洁。
And that they can preserve their marital holiness before marriage.
我们孩子的生活也不断的在变化。
Our children's lives are continually changing.
他们所处的环境也一直的在改变。
And the environment they live in keeps changing as well.
所以我们为我们的孩子祷告，让他们学会无论在怎样的环境之下，他们都能够顺服神。
So we pray that no matter how their environment changes, they will continue steadfastly to hold on to God.
在任何的环境之下，他们都能够留意的来抵挡这个撒旦的工作。
So that in all the environments they face, they will not leave a foothold for Satan.
请看雅各书第四章。
Let's look at the book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第七节。
James chapter 4, verse 7.
雅各书第四章第七节，所以你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们，逃跑了。
Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
这个是我们要做的，这个也是我们的儿女应该做的。
This is what we should do, and this is what our children should do too.
求神帮助，让我们的儿女总是对神说是的。
And help us so that our children can always say yes.
为我们的儿女祷告，让我们的儿女总是能够对魔鬼的作为说不。
And let us pray for our children so that our children will always tell the devil no.
所以在任何的环境，他们都能够顺服神，抵挡魔鬼。
So that in any circumstance they face, they can learn to resist the devil and to submit toward God.
神这么的爱我们，我们都愿意全心的来回报我们的神。
And because God loves us so much, we should learn to completely and totally love Him as well.
我们为我们儿女祷告，求他们也总是有这个回报神恩典的心。
So let us pray that our children have a heart to repay God.
这个世界是很努力的要得着我们的儿女。这个世界很努力的要。得到我们的儿女。
This world puts in a lot of effort in claiming our children.
我们要很努力的把我们的儿女来献给神。
But we have to strive very hard for our children to be like offerings for God.
所以我们要为他们祷告，让他们能够体验到神的爱，让他们能够爱神。
So we have to pray that God will allow.Our children to experience Him and they can learn to love Him.
我们的儿女是要献给神，不是要献给这个世界。
Because our children are to be offered for God and not for the world.
但是这个世界却很想要得到我们的孩子。
But this world strongly desires our children.
而且那个力量是很大。
And that force is great.
有时候我们说我们孩子迷失了。
Sometimes we say that our children are lost.
迷失在这个。世界里头
meaning lost in the world.
那个是我们父母亲觉得最痛心、最可惜的。
That is the thing that brings the most pain to the parents.
真的没有为我们的儿女祷告，真的很容易他们会被这个世界所 所抓走。
And so if you don't pray for your children, it's very easy for them to be caught in and ensnared by the world.
我们再请看何西亚书第二章。
And let's look at the book of Hosea chapter 2.
何西亚书第二章第六节。
Hosea chapter 2 verse 6.
第六节，因此我必用荆棘堵塞他的道，筑墙挡住他，使他找不着路。
Therefore, behold, I will hedge up your way with thorns and wall her in, so that she cannot find her paths.
啊，我借用这个经节啊，来做我们为儿女祷告的一个提醒。
I am using this verse, as a reminder for our prayers.
我们求神，如果可以的话。求神帮助保守他们让他们没有办法到坏的场所去到坏人的地方去
We ask that if God pleases we ask him to protect our children from going to bad places
我们所谓的不好的场所其实对人性来讲它常常是一个 最有吸引力的地方
But these bad places that we speak of are often the places that are most tempting to our children
如果我们人会不喜欢，那我们根本就不用那么在意。
Because if they were places that people didn't like, we wouldn't even have to care.
哦，其实错的地方、不对的地方，常常是对人性是很有吸引力的。
But those bad places, those places we shouldn't go to, are often the most tempting and enticing for people.
好，我们求神可以的话，就好像那一条路好像被荆棘堵塞、被墙挡住了。
So we pray that God will help them, so that path is boarded up with thorns and walled in.
我也讲过，这个世界一直想要得到我们的儿女。
I've already mentioned that this world keeps trying to take our children.
不好的朋友想要就近我们的孩子。
And bad friends keep trying to get close to our children.
坏人想要从我们的孩子身上得到利益。
And bad people try to profit from us.
坏人想要伤害我们的孩子。
And these bad people want to hurt and harm our children.
我们求神帮助啊，让坏人好像遇到荆棘、遇到墙，把他们挡住了。
So we pray to God that these people that want to hurt, that will hurt our children, will be blocked by thorns and walls.
我们再看路加福音二十三章。
Let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章二十七节。
Luke 23:27.
二十七节，有许多百姓跟着耶稣，内中有好些妇女，妇女们为他嚎啕痛哭。
And a great multitude of people followed him, and women who also mourned and lamented him.
这是主耶稣往这个哥哥他山的路上。
And this was the path that Jesus Christ took to Golgotha.
主耶稣要被钉十字架了。
The Lord Jesus was about to be crucified on a cross.
这里说有好些的妇女为主耶稣来嚎啕痛哭。
Here it says that many women mourned and lamented him.
因为他们爱主耶稣。
Because they loved the Lord Jesus.
二十八节，耶稣转身对他们说：“耶路撒冷的女子啊，不要为我哭，当为自己和自己的儿女哭。”
But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children."
主耶稣的意思之一就是做父母亲的要为儿女来祷告。
One of the teachings Jesus Christ was trying to tell us was to pray for our children.
我们都尽了很大的努力来爱我们的儿女，帮助我们的儿女。
We already put in a great effort to love and to take care of our children.
其中有一个项目我们一定不可以忽略的，我们要成为我们儿女最坚强的代祷者。
But one thing we cannot neglect is that we must be the greatest pillar of prayer for them.
我们知道祷告能够支持很多的事情。
We know that prayer can support many things.
其实有些时候，我们儿女最需要的不是什么，是有支持他的祷告。
And we find that many times at the end of the day, what our children truly need isn't a something, but rather it's prayer.
其实到了某些时候，是儿女来帮助我们。我们根本帮不了儿女。
And sometimes we find that it's our children that need to help us, and we cannot even help our children.
如果还可以帮助他们的，就是我们的代祷。
And what can really truly help our children is our prayer.
在那种时候，我们的儿女也一定需要 更大的、更多、更大的带导。
And in those moments, our children probably need even more power in prayer.
所以主耶稣说，我们每一个父母亲都要成为儿女坚强的带导者。
So here, Christ teaches us that we must, as parents, be strong pillars of prayer for our children.
所以今天早上出门前，我们祷告了没有？
So this morning before we left home, have we prayed?
在我们的祷告里头，我们有没有为我们的儿女祷告了？
In our prayers, have we prayed for our children?
其实这是他们最大的需要。
Actually, this is their greatest need.
其实这也可以成为我们对儿女最大的帮助跟最大的爱。
And it is the greatest help and love for them.
有太多太多的层面，我们需要来为儿女做祷告。
There are too many facets and dimensions that we need to pray for our children for.
那以上提供这些给大家做参考，做我们为儿女祷告些什么的参考。
So, this was the points that I would like to make for things we could pray for our children about.
那我们现在用20分钟的时间来祷告因为是父母节，所以我们特别为我们的儿女来祷告。
And now we're going to use 20 minutes to prayer, and because we are remembering Parents' Day, we ask that we all pray for our children.
当然，我们父母还健在的，我们也为我们的父母祷告。
And for those of us who still have our parents alive, we should also pray for our parents.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands may come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.